From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In medieval times, the south bank of the River Thames in London was full of seedy theaters, brothels, and scoundrels. But centuries later, it has become one of the world's finest centers for the arts. Recent plans to expand the arts center has revealed a uniquely contemporary conflict. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, this conflict is reviving grassroots activism in Britain's capital.
Yes, do you know your blue scale? Havana, Alliance, do you know your blue scale in C?
Some young musicians are learning some old scales.
So I want to hear evidence of some flat thirds, right? Some fourths, all that stuff, okay?
18-year-old Cherise Adams-Burnett is practicing her vocals. Cherise hopes to turn professional one day. She attends these sessions every week and says they're life-changing.
Coming here and experiencing jazz and realising that it's really all about just nurturing your musical skill meant absolutely everything to me, and I've truly found who I am.
We're in the South Bank Centre in the middle of London. This is one of the world's most prestigious art centres. Yet this jamming session by young musicians with tomorrow's warriors is in a cramped and cluttered room.
It's a relatively large box with a piano and some chairs. I think that's a good way of saying it, a box.
The lack of rehearsal space is hardly surprising when you consider what else is here.
We do put on the great world figures, you know, the great orchestras, the great musicians, the great artists of all kinds. And it really is one of the great people spaces of the world for culture.
Jude Kelly is the South Bank Centre's artistic director. The place has four resident professional orchestras, including the London Philharmonic. It covers 21 acres beside the Thames, next to the London Eye and Waterloo Bridge. The centre has some world-famous venues, including the Royal Festival Hall, the Hayward Gallery, and the Queen Elizabeth Hall. Kelly believes the South Bank Centre should also play a wider role by serving every part of society, nurturing arts right down to the grassroots.
Unfortunately, history has tended to siphon art off and say, well, it belongs to the few, not the many. And our whole impulse is to say, no, it belongs to the many and not the few.
To help attract the many, the centre's planning to build a new wing, including three stories of space for local schools and a glass pavilion. The South Bank Centre stands on some of the world's most valuable real estate, yet some of the neighbourhoods nearby are among the poorest in London.
I suppose that the issue here is, you know, choices have to be made.
That's Janine Irons, Managing Director of Tomorrow's Warriors, those young jazz musicians we heard earlier.
The South Bank Centre wants to open up even more space to even more people, and particularly young people from the surrounding area and beyond.
But there are some other inhabitants of the South Bank site too, who don't like the plans at all. They also see themselves as young and as artists from the grassroots. This is their lair.
I've been coming here, yeah, since I was about 12, 13, and it basically informed and directed everything about my life.
Meet Henry Edwards Wood. He's spokesperson for the Long Live South Bank campaign and a lifelong skateboarder.
Everyone I know who I call a close friend, everyone I've ever lived with, my whole kind of support group, my whole family, as it were, I met here.
Henry is sitting with his skateboard in a place called the Undercroft. Passers-by strolling along the river pause and peer in as young men on skateboards leap up onto concrete blocks and down stairs. To the untutored eye, the Undercroft looks like a dark cavern wrapped in a bright tangle of graffiti. To Henry, it's a place of learning where he mastered his art.
Literally, you'd sit in a circle and the elders of the community would just tell you about this stuff. And it was like a history lesson.
A few decades back, the Undercroft was simply an empty pocket of concrete gloom below the Royal Festival Hall, looking out onto the river. The skateboarders rumbled in during the 1970s and took it over. 40 years on, it's hallowed ground for skateboarders everywhere, says Henry.
This is the temple of British skateboarding. It's the birthplace of British skateboarding.
The arts in Britain are going through some tough times. public spending cuts are taking their toll. To help fund its $190 million building project, the South Bank Centre plans to lease the Undercroft to some restaurants. That means shifting the skateboarders a little way downriver. Here, to a space beneath a bridge, carrying commuter trains in and out of Charing Cross. The skateboarders are resisting with surprising resolve. They've collected tens of thousands of signatures and hired a top attorney. Henry Edwards Wood says they intend to go to court to get the Undercroft designated an English village green.
It gives us protection, so this site is safe for forever, for future generations.
In this dispute, deep themes are in play. Debates about heritage and about the validity of different forms of art. Listen to Henry Edwards Wood defining skateboarding.
It is an art form. It is about pushing the boundaries of human achievement and what you can do, not only on a skateboard, but with your mind.
Step back inside the South Bank Centre and you'll hear similar sentiments from those young jazz musicians who so badly need that extra rehearsal space. Deji Ichishakin plays clarinet. He's 14.
Music is a language without words. You can do so many things, express so many feelings throughout it without even having to be direct. There's so many ways people can interpret music and so many ways that I can interpret music, so it's just one big inspiration.
Back on the riverfront, at a desk set up beside the Undercroft, student and skateboard enthusiast Megan Monroe is handing out stickers to passers-by. For Megan, this battle is about some big principles.
It's about commercialism, it's about consumerism, it's about standing up for something that, you know, you think you should have the right to anyway. You know, not be told, oh, you've got to go over there and play in a space that we've made for you.
So far, the South Bank's skateboarders show no sign of backing down, nor does the South Bank Centre. Artistic director Jude Kelly says if the skateboarders don't budge, the new building can't go ahead. She's in no mood to give up.
I think it would be wrong for me to go, this is a bit tough, it's getting a bit nasty, people are feeling cross about it, let's just not bother. That would be cowardly.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
You can let us know what you like about the program and what you don't like. Write to us at npr.org. Just click on the word contact at the bottom of the page.
And if you want to hear something again or catch up on what you missed, it's all online at npr.org/allthingsconsidered.
To follow our program and us on Twitter, I'm Robert Siegel at rsiegel47.
I'm Audie Cornish. Tweet me at npraudie. And our co-host at NPR Melissa Block.
And the show is at NPRATC.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.